Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have Tech Tuesday with Eric Semmel. Tab Computers. Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on... Yeah, I'll get over there. Sorry. On WTIC News Talk 1080. Listen, there's a lot to talk about. First and foremost, this ending support for first and second gen Nests. I don't know. They haven't given an update since 2019.
Right.
And I'm just stunned. And so basically they're basically saying if you want this to work, so you want to change the temp while you're in Cleveland,
right,
you have to buy a new one.
Right. Another $300 Nest thermostat. And, you know, the thermostats that I recently changed in my house, and we talked about how I had a massive fail. I couldn't do it because even the third generation required extra wiring. But I have saved a lot of money with my new thermostat there. And I also use it in our place.
How do you save money?
Well, it's just smart. It's very smart. I mean, I can much better control the heat and cooling
in
my home.
You tell it what you want it at, and it's just really good at maintaining it.
Yeah, and if I forget, I turn it off, turn it down, all the things that you can do remotely of a smart thermostat, you won't be able to do with your Gen 1 and Gen 2 thermostats. My original thermostats in my home, I think, were 25 years old. They were setback. Just little setback thermostats, right? A Nest is just so smart. And for them to do this to you, hey, by the way, guess what? In October, something about October, everybody's canceling everything these days. You have to get a new thermostat or you won't be able to change the temperature in your house. And that's just ridiculous remotely. There's really absolutely no reason for them to do this other than it's this planned obsolescence of technology. You go and invest in it. Imagine if your smart bulbs now in your house start, hey, you need new light bulbs. Even though you promised me 10 years, we're going to deprecate them in 7. This is ridiculous. And, you know, talk about giving Blumenthal something to do. These kind of things would be helpful.
Yeah, so if you have a first or second gen next fall, you will not be able to adjust it remotely.
Right.
Unless
no
you
reason.
Get a new one.
Right. Just because Google said so.
Yeah, I think that's offensive.
I agree.
I mean, I really think that's terrible.
What's so smart about your house, right?
Well, it's just, you would think that you buy it for the life of it. If it crapped out on you, it's one thing.
Right.
If they had to somehow overhaul it, I don't know. It just seems like a money grab for a company that makes a ton of money.
Yeah,
we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers here on Tech Tuesday. You know, the data breaches, the reason why they bore me is that, like, my info is out there.
I know. And I
feel like, okay, so unless they hack my accounts to take my money.
Right.
Or they impersonate me or somehow, like, what's the point? But this Yale New Haven hack, why should I care?
Well, again, it's 5.5 million patients or folks that went through the Yale New Haven system have now had their data exposed. So now Yale's got to talk, you know, let everybody know. They're going to have to let everybody know that this information is out there. And again, the bad guys leverage this information to eventually trick you. Right. Hey, Brian, I'm from so-and-so medical whatever. I noticed you had this type of procedure. I noticed you have, you know, they have the information so they can now look and sound and feel more real to you. And then all of a sudden you're sending payments or who knows what you're doing. But the more information that's out there is the reason this is a bad thing. And Yale actually was hacked before. They had a third party product hacked that my own son was impacted by a few years ago. 800,000 Connecticutians were impacted by that. The company that Yale was going to buy, that other one, ECHN, they decided to kind of back out because they got hacked. Right. So it's a nightmare out there as far as these hackers. So as far as just the data getting out there, it's these companies got to do a better job with their cybersecurity so it doesn't happen in the first place.
Well, it's a better segue then into the FBI story about cybercrime. So those hacks like Yale New Haven might not necessarily lead to theft,
right,
or you know, any sort of ransomware type things, but it is what it is. But in general, the statistics from the FBI shouldn't, they should actually surprise no one.
They should. Well, $16.6 billion is like the largest amount of money they've ever seen.
Right, but that's my point, is that it keeps getting worse. The hackers are smart and we're stupid.
That's true. And a lot of it has to do with just scams, being just literally fooled into giving your hard-earned money into Bitcoin type of scams. So people are just literally being tricked into all this stuff. And it's massive. And of course, if you happen to have a lot of Bitcoin, you're a big target. You're a whale. This is called pig butchering. They go after you specifically to take your money out of your wallet.
And how do they find that out?
They can figure out. So they can figure out who has the largest wallets out there in the cryptocurrency world. They may not know who that is to start with, but then of course they're going to weasel in using social engineering to try to figure out who has these wallets, and then they're going to go after them specifically. How? I'd be a criminal if I knew how to do it. I don't know exactly how to do it, but they figure out who you are, they target you, and then they trick you. And of course, they also want to give you that get rich quick scheme going out there, right? Buy this meme coin or get this, you know, this crypto is the next hot thing, and people just fall for it.
They always do. Well, if they do it to scale, someone says, "Wow, I'll just put $100 in it. Yeah. If it hits, then I'm a gajillionaire. If it doesn't, I'm out $100." Well, if a bunch of people do that, then they got, yes, a lot of money to take it from you. In some ways,
adds up.
It's not the biggest. Sometimes the biggest graft is, it, or whatever, the biggest theft is when they try to get a huge amount of people to incrementally do stuff to you. The password thing is like, so I got to change my 123456.
Yes, it's amazing that people are not even. I always joke on my show, "What's your password?" I ask them what their password is, because again, that's what the bad guys are doing. Now they're not even bothering. They're literally going to the dark web where your information has been stolen and is sitting out there. And because you've never changed your password, they're like, "Oh, Brian, your password is ice cream. I like that. I'll see if your password is ice cream on your bank account. Oh, it is. Here's your bank account. Let's log into your bank account," or whatever they might do to get into it. Do not use the same password on everything, and please change it on a regular basis. Make it very complicated. But literally, the annual report found 55% of hackers are just, they're financially motivated, and they're going to go look and just go find on the dark web where this information is. Who needs to hack you if you're just going to leave it out there? Change your password.
Where should you keep them?
I keep mine on cards, physical cards, but you can use a password manager. The problem is password managers also are hacked. LastPass got hacked recently, so there's lots of breaches due to that hack. So nobody's hacking my note cards. Come into my house, smash through my door, then fine, you're gonna get my passwords. Otherwise, you're not gonna get them.
His name is Eric Semmel. His company is Tab Computers. His show is Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings here on WTSE News Talk 1080. So this work from home screenshot stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Is there some big database where this stuff is just sort of, I don't get it.
Some ding-a-ling program that, so basically this is a monitoring software. So when you're at work and you're working remotely or at work, your business clients can actually, your businesses can actually look at you as a user and see what you're doing. It's literally a DVR of everything you've done on your computer, from every email you wrote, from every screen you logged in through every Teams chat you had. There's a VCR of this data. Different software packages offer it. It's been available since we started our program 30 years ago. You could do it individually. You could buy the product from Staples. In this case, this company used some sort of target repository out on a Amazon cloud bucket to just store the stuff out there and didn't secure it. So the bad guys found it out there, or it's out there for people to find. 21 million screenshots of whatever their customers
21 million.
Yeah, all
so
day
if
long.
If you're in your underpants in front of your Zoom,
that's a thing. If the Zoom camera would, you know, yes, you could have a Jeffrey Toobin moment, but but it's basically 21 million screenshots of what you've been doing. The issue is, of course, let's say you logged into your personal bank on your lunch hour. Well, even your own company who's recording this happening now has a responsibility to protect that data, even though you shouldn't have done it on a business computer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game,
You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On a work computer, you should do it on your own stuff. You've logged in, and that information was captured. So this is amazing that this is yet another company that was just sticking their stuff out in the cloud, not securing it, and just we don't even know why it's out there, but it was out there, and they used it for some function of the product.
The more I get into this, I think that work from home should be like a personal day thing. Mm. They should just, I think work from home from a full-time standpoint, unless you're in sales, is a horrible mistake from a corporate perspective, from a personal mental health perspective,
right,
and all these other things. So
I don't blame. I hear you, man. It's a cultural change.
That's my soapbox.
Yeah.
All right, listen, have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Brian.
Eric Semmel.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.